tell us your perspective on this when we were talking about Doug Williams and what it meant as a focal point, especially with Martin Luther King's birthday on Monday. We've been talking about the matchups, but what about the fundamental messages society gives when somebody like a Tony Dungy or a Lovie Smith, if they're able, wins a Super Bowl?
Well, you know, Tony Dungy is a great friend, and so, Nick, to be honest with you, until it was Martin Luther King Day and somebody pointed it out to me, I didn't really think of it. But then again, and I don't want to sound, oh, well, what are you, in, you know, head in the, you know, I'm a child of the 60s and 70s, and I had to be reminded, I never looked at Warren Moon as a black quarterback. I looked at him as a quarterback that played in Canada that I followed and followed winning the Rose Bowl. And I say this because there we are at Canton, and I went to his celebration. Warren and I are pretty good friends, as I'm sure you are too. And then Doug Williams was there, and Marlon Briscoe came over and introduced himself. And there was a fellow that I had watched, actually, said, one of the games you started was at Shea Stadium against the Jets. He goes, how do you know? I said, because I was in the upper deck. And then there was James Harris, and then I said, oh, yeah, that's right, Warren, black quarterback, Hall of Fame. So I hope that many people, and I didn't catch the earlier part of the show, weren't really cognizant of the fact that, well, Lovie Smith, Tony Dungy, this could be. I look at them as especially Coach Dungy, who's been at it a long time, as an outstanding football coach. Now, that being said, what is the message? The message is that maybe to an 8-year-old black or Asian or green or maybe white, it doesn't matter, 8-year-old boy or 10-year-old boy, I can do that. You know, so that's the good part of it, and that what we're pointing out is, boy, is that's not the normal path to success, and now they could be a Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl, and it's a different kick. So maybe it's inspiring to somebody who we'll hear about 40 years from now, and that way, I think it's great.